Clark. So let's get this week down and get it underneath us. Like you said, get our sea legs underneath us here and get things going the right way, the way we like it.
When one thinks of the Decaville Eagles, not far behind is the name of Bill Brown. He's been coaching since 1993 here at Decaville, but if you take a look from 2004, he's led the Maroon and Gold to a record of 80-38, or a .677 batting average. In that time, since 2004, Decaville has missed the playoffs just twice, won a state championship in 2012, made it to the state semifinals two separate times, on top of that, and countless conference championships in too many running plays to count.
And keep in mind, his brother, Dan Brown, is his defensive coordinator. And also, Clark, since switching to eight-man, they are 38-11 and have made it to at least the semifinal 3 out of 4 years.
A strong defense goes without saying for Decaville. Last year, the Eagles gave up a total of 171 points through 12 games. But of those 171 points, 52 of those came when the season ended to Battle Creek St. Philip. In fact, of those 12 games, 7 of them were either shutouts or they allowed just one touchdown late in the game.
Yeah, they're well known for letting opposing teams run for negative yardage. And a lot of those TDs, Clark, came in garbage time. And you got to remember, eight-man football is known for scoring and scoring in bunches. And their defense has been well known, as I said, for giving up negative yardage in a game. So they have been very dominant over the past few years.
This year, nearly everyone is back for the Eagles. That includes quarterback Brandon Patello and running backs Austin Fritsch and Wade Saldana. But last week against North Huron, they had plenty of help around them in that 54-8 victory on the road.
They sure did. Patello, 6 foot, 175 pound senior quarterback. He had a 23-yard touchdown pass to Wyatt Janowak, who's 6 foot 2, 215 pound junior. They love these targets. And then the running backs, Fritsch, he's 6 foot, 175. He's also a senior. First score of the night came against North Huron, a 4-yard touchdown run. He had a 16-yard touchdown later.
And that's Wade Saldana. My apologies for that.
That's right. Wade Saldana, he's 5'8", 170-pound senior, and he had an 8-yard touchdown run just before the half last week.
Decaville was actually leading 54-0 at the half against North Huron. They seemed to be firing on all cylinders and then some, which included a fumble recovery that resulted in an 18-yard return for a touchdown by Austin Spatzel. But tonight they have a chip on their shoulder, having to split the series against Morris last year.
Right. They obviously, we mentioned earlier, they beat Morris 40-20 for the regional championship. But earlier in the regular season, they lost 34-30, a close one. Again, they still have that in the back of their mind. They want to take the series lead 2-3.
Only time will tell how tonight will turn out, but things are looking promising for the 28-player roster of the Decaville Eagles. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network. Kickoff in 11 and a half minutes.
Dearest Colette, it has been a fortnight since I last received your correspondence, and I have treasured it deeply. I write to you now in the hopes that this message receives you well, though I know not when or even if you shall receive it. Lord willing, then my love shall reach you. Sincerely, Reginald. And now hit send.
What?
No bars? No! No! Oh, no!
Is your outdated phone or inconsistent cell service making you feel out of touch with the modern world? It's time to leap into the future with 4G LTE service from Thumb Cellular. The guaranteed best coverage and most dependable service throughout the Thumb area, the latest smartphones, and local offices you can stop into in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Visit Thumb Cellular today, and then you'll know why Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the Thumb.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring has the best in-stock selection of Chevrolet pickups in the Thumb area and the best smoking hot deals to put you behind the wheel. Check out their current specials on new 2016 Chevrolet Silverados. Save up to $7,328 on your choice of a new 2016 Chevrolet Silverado LTZ 71 1500 double cab with standard box and four-wheel drive. Lots to choose from on the lot. Pick out your new Chevrolet and find new roads at More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring. If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than three decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, grain rentals, and more. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318.
There's no job too big or small for Lakeshore Improvements. When it comes to plumbing, heating, air conditioning, excavating, or geothermal, make Lakeshore Improvements your first choice. Mark and his crew manufacture and install fully customized cultured marble and granite countertops, shower walls, seat and window sills, and much more. Licensed and insured, Lakeshore Improvements will make sure that your job is done right the first time. Call Lakeshore Improvements 989-864-3833. That's 989-864-3833. They do it all: plumbing, heating, renovations, excavating, and geothermal.
Hi, this is Kim. Give us a call at Lakeshore Improvements for all your heating, plumbing, and excavating needs. Licensed and insured, call us at 989-864-3833. That's 989-864-3833.
It's the Neckerville Eagles hosting the Morris Orioles, an avian matchup in week number three of the regular season of the MHSA football season. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, and Doug Goh with your call tonight on the WLEW Sports Network. As the Eagle flies, just a short 139 miles separate Morris and Neckerville high schools. One might wonder where Morris is even located. Well, I'm here to tell you, if one were to travel by car, it's a 186-mile trek. Located just off of exit 113 and I-69 near Lansing, you'll find Morris High School at the north edge of town. So across I-69 to Imlay City, north on M-53 until what feels like forever, east on M-46, north on M-19 to Deckerville Road, and then follow the sound of the Eagle until you reach Deckerville High School 186 miles later. In regards to school size, both schools are quite similar. According to the MHSA registered high school numbers, Deckerville comes in at 177. Morris with 168 high schoolers, a difference of just 9 students. Tonight is the fourth time in history that Morris and Deckerville have played, with the series sitting in favor of the Eagles 2-1. The average score in these three games is 41-26 in favor of the Eagles. With it being week number three, the averages and statistics become a bit more accurate. So through two games this season, Deckerville has been averaging 41 points a game, Morris 31. So Deckerville with a 10-point offensive advantage with very thin data. Defensively, the Deckerville Eagles have given up just one touchdown in each of their games for an average of 7 points allowed. Dan Brown will have his work cut out on that one. The Morris Orioles have allowed 56 points on average of 28. On the defensive side of the ball, Deckerville has an advantage this time by 21 points. We now pause for our national anthem. Thank you. as the 20